I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The dispute over the Hope Scholarship dominated last night's Atlanta Press Club debate between the Democratic candidates for governor, Stacey Abrams and Stacey Evans. Abrams voted for cuts to the lottery-funded scholarship in 2011, a move she says was necessary to save the program. Evans says that decision is still hurting Georgia families.
For Ms. Abrams to suggest that these families have access to Hope when we know that there were 60,000 fewer scholarships awarded and that enrollment at both the university system and the technical college system went down tells these families that she knows better than them what they were able to afford. They know that that gap was there, and they know that they can't fill it, and they know that they need a governor who will bring back Hope.
Abrams seemed exasperated by Evans' accusation and an attack ad that accused her of taking away the Hope Scholarship from African-American students.
100% of African-American students have access to the Hope Scholarship if they get a B average. It is a falsehood to say otherwise, and I'm deeply ashamed that we are in a campaign for Democrats where a single Democrat is trying to scare families and tell them that they don't have access to Hope. That's just not true.
GPP's Political Rewind will have analysis of the debate this afternoon at 2. The Republican candidates for governor will meet for a debate tomorrow night starting at 7 here on GPB. Republican Georgia Senator Johnny Isaacson is sponsoring a new bipartisan bill aimed at helping the newspaper industry. The PRINT Act would suspend tax on newsprint paper and compel the U.S. Department of Commerce to research the health of newspapers and publishers. Isaacson says without regulation, these taxes could close Georgia newspapers and cost up to 1,000 jobs. Printers and publishers representing over 600,000 American jobs have endorsed the legislation. Daugherty County's latest effort to stop a medical center in Lee County has been denied. The Albany Herald reports Daugherty requested a temporary restraining order to stop construction of the Lee County Medical Center while they wait for results of a lawsuit, but a Superior Court judge turned down the request yesterday. Daugherty's lawsuit alleges the Department of Community Health violated state law by giving Lee County a certificate of need to build the hospital. The suit claims a hospital in Lee County will take around $30 million worth of business a year from the Phoebe Putney Memorial Hospital in Daugherty County. Lee County commissioners say South Georgia residents are in favor of having a choice of hospitals. Georgia Interfaith Power and Light, Georgia Watch, and the Southern Environmental Law Center have filed a discovery motion to learn what happened in a closed-door meeting between Georgia Power and state energy regulators. The groups, all of which oppose the Plant Vogtle expansion project, say the private meeting violated a Public Service Commission rule requiring public notification of private meetings. The Southern Environmental Law Center is a GPB underwriter. And officials at Zoo Atlanta are examining the giraffe enclosure after an 8-year-old male giraffe caught itself in a metal railing and died earlier this week. According to the AJC, the animal was in the zoo's giraffe complex on Monday when part of its neck became wedged in a railing. Teams responded quickly, but the animal died shortly after. Officials say they are shocked by the loss of the giraffe, which had lived in the complex since 2014. Over the past few years, zoos in Miami, Dallas, and Fresno have also reported giraffes dying due to problems with their enclosures. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.